that LK Mobile?
Ping KO4HK.
How are you this morning?
Just pulling out of my first stop and heading to the next one. How about you?
Same, just pulled out of my first stop, headed to my next one. Only I stopped there last night and I was there for a while.
Pulled out here this morning.
He's like this and we'll get used to it.
This year, I can't get used to it. Normally I don't have any trouble with it, but I actually got a sweatshirt on this morning.
Up on you, that's called that age thing.
It's a disease, isn't it?
Wait, yet. No, I don't know. Don't quite feel like I used to.
Do you get what you're saying?
Family's listening because they always call me old, and I tell them I'm not old. I'm still very young.
Well, now you got some out here on the radio that are monitoring.
I feel like they are getting older quicker than I felt like when I was their age. They took them a whole lot less time to get to their age than it took me to get to that age.
For HX to sync up there? Yeah, I know what you mean. Mine's the same way. When I was his age, I was like a whole different area of life.
Example, my 33-year-old son, it took me years to get to 33, and he seemed like he got there in weeks or months, if not weeks.
He figured out how they done that so fast.
For him, I feel like they missed out on a lot of life. It went by so fast. And now my grandkids, goodness, they're growing in days. Their years are going by like days.
I don't know if it's them or us. I think it's more on our end that time just seems to be passing much faster.
It's that downhill roll. It's like you've been driving a truck. It always picks up speed going downhill, especially if it's got more weight on it.
That's for sure. But let's move on to a different subject, something a little happier.
Staying home Friday.
Looking forward to going down to Greenwood Saturday, but I don't know about that.
I see going down the hill. As of right now, I'm not going to work Friday. I don't have an official day off, but there's a couple guys available. I told Beth she should probably stay home too. We got too far to drive if things get rough.
Same here.
Hoping is they'll get snagged. They'll have to work, and I'll end up having to work as well, but I'm going to try to take it off. Age should count for something, right?
Something out of your seniority, hadn't you?
This morning, there was quite a crowd in there, it seemed like.
Well, new guys get on with us this week, so that's a good thing. One morning, there were probably 10, 12 of us in there, it seemed like.
What's that first thing I do? I can't remember. I drink a cup of tea, and I'm usually getting lunch ready or packing my stuff up or sitting down and relaxing for just a minute or two to get started. I don't roll out of bed and hit the floor running like I used to. Probably should. But I turned the radio on. There was a lot going on, so I didn't get in.
Some mornings there's just one or two of us, and then other days, you never know. But, hey, I enjoy it. It sure makes the ride up and down the mountain go a lot quicker.
N4, is that LK? Trying to leave some space. See if anybody else wants to come in. Well, I will give you a call later on. Should have plenty of time. For lunch. So UPS and the post office didn't come to an agreement this year, and so I don't deliver to the post office right now. I think they're still negotiating. But as of right now, we've added across the nation, we've added like, it's either something like 10 to 20 million packages that we're not delivering to the post office that we've now got to deliver. Maybe it's 3 million. It's a lot, whatever it is. I know it's in the millions. And our drivers are getting hammered just like it's Christmas time, only they don't have helpers now. Because all those packages we were diverting to the post office, we've got to deliver now.
What's going on? Because Matco changed from UPS over to FedEx as our shipper, and that things aren't going quite as smooth as they wanted, I believe.
Well, I know we talked about the service you were getting. I hope it works out for you either way. I wish UPS would concentrate more on what they're in the business for doing is delivering packages, and they seem to try to do everything but that sometimes. And I think they need to get back to it. But anyway, nothing I can do about it. But it does, long term, it might affect my pension if they're not careful.
You got to think about that. And unfortunately, corporations anymore, all they worry about is bottom dollar. And that bites you in the long term. It's good in the short term, but winds up biting you in the long term because quality usually suffers.
Interested in getting their shareholders, to do well this year, whatever. Short term. But that's not a long-term goal if you let everything else go.
The problem I see with Matco also is all they're worried about is providing to the shareholders. And on the other end, on my end, that's suffering because quality is degrading, service is degrading, supply is degrading, and therefore customers are leaving.
A lot more competition out there too. We're not the only one in the business anymore. So they really ought to concentrate on being the best at it.
Agree. Wholeheartedly agree on that. But I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to get some of these corporations to wake up with that. All they're seeing is stock market going up. We're providing for shareholders. And that means people are investing money in and trying to grow that way. But like I said, that's only a short term. It doesn't fix the long term.
It said 27 degrees when I left the house, but I'm down here in the valley headed towards Marietta, and it's 19 degrees now.
How close to the river?
Far from, I guess it's the middle Saluda. And then headed into almost to Marietta.
Down here at Pete's as you come into Traveler's Rest, so waiting for these guys to get here.
And I had a clutch replaced at that shop there on our Subaru. There were some nice guys there.
Guys, I like stopping here. So they just... they wander in anywhere from 7:30 to about 8:30.
Go through Traveler's Rest in the morning. I cut off there at Old White.
Kind of figures you did. I wouldn't come down here if I didn't have to either. Crazy.
Lucasville, but they've got a bridge closed. Well, they got multiple bridges closed that way. And had to take a detour, and then they closed one out here at 1:35 at 8. And it just feels like I'm doing a lot more turning. So I just go this way.
KO4HKX, probably about the same amount of time and effort. So, and it's an easier drive, so that makes up for a lot.
Same time, maybe 30 seconds longer, a couple miles longer. But I get better fuel mileage, too, because I'm just driving more straight shots.
It's more just rolling and let's go instead of the stop, start, dodge this, move here, turn here.
Okay. We gonna meet at the same place today? A bunch of extra stuff. I'll let you know. I should have time, though.
I'm not 100% on mine either, because I haven't been down here in 2 weeks, so I don't know what I'm going to have to deal with when I get up through here.
PM Katie for FDI.
Be Katie for FDI.
Slept in this morning, N4ZLK. N4ZLK.
KO4HGX.
You're at right now, I can remember it. Is it TR Auto or something?
You're correct.
Remember it.
Like I said, I like stopping here. Good group of guys.
Good if they're going to make you wait.
Go to lunch with them when I run this route different. But I had to change the route up, so I'm here now for this. I don't think they're much on breakfast.
Minutes late, and I can tell the difference.
10 minutes will do, isn't it?
4ZLK.
Go 4HKX, clear.
TW4FCM.